And welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and a little holiday cheer for you too. Today we have a poem. It's called Army's Christmas Bowl Miracle. 'Twas the month before bowl picks, and across this great land, the Army cadets had 6 wins and a bowl bid in hand. To Shreveport they'd march, to the Independence Bowl, a 1,400-mile trip south to leave New York's bitter cold. From West Point to the bayous, over hills and through dales, the Army's proud history would not allow these cadets to fail. No matter the opponent, Army would show up and fight, 'cause the word quit isn't known to these brave black knights. Then many weeks later, after Thanksgiving had passed, the Army first beat Navy and then got to sing the alma mater last. With 1 game left against the Flyboys from Air Force to see, who would take home this year's Commander-in-Chief trophy? Near game's end with the Air Force, the cadets seemed nearly done, but they drove to the goal line and faced 4th-and-1. Coach Jeff Munkin pondered, how can we punch this ball in? Should we pass the ball and surprise those Air Force blue men? No, we'll run it right up the middle and dare them to stop us. So Army handed it to their big 260-pound fullback Turn Bus. He blasted into the end zone as his teammates shouted with glee, the Army would get to take home the gigantic 170-pound trophy. The Army's dream season would continue, 1 more game to get ready. The Indy Bowl in Shreveport, we can taste that gumbo already. We're in our bowl game, the cadets exclaimed as they watched on TV, so let's now find out who our Pac-12 opponent is going to be. The matchups for 2020 bowl selections were released for all to see. There's Bama and Clemson, Ohio State, and surprise, there's ND. The Texas Aggies finished 5th and have an Orange Bowl date with UNC. And wow, look, the Georgia Bulldogs are matched with unbeaten Cincinnati. As the pandemic caused some teams to shut down for the year, many bowl games were unable to find 2 teams which to cheer. As each bowl game and their matchups were shown on ESPN, some teams with really bad records were drafted just to fill in. There goes Arkansas to Houston to play in the Texas Bowl, while 3-4 Houston heads to the New Mexico Bowl. How droll. The Army kept patiently waiting for their opponent's name to be called. Why was the Independence Bowl committee disappearing down the hall? So, where was that Pac-12 team who would play this 9-2 Army squad? As the picks for other bowls kept coming in, that silence was eerie and odd. Surely one Pac-12 team would rise up and accept the challenge of playing. Instead, Army watched in horror as Pac-12 teams each said they were bailing. Where's Washington, USC, Stanford, or Arizona State? Who could pass on a chance to play Army on a post-Christmas date? Why not Wazoo, Southern Cal, Utah, or UCLA? Surely one of those Pac-12 teams would come out and play. Then each Pac-12 team played their COVID card and started wailing. Was it Army's wishbone offense or from Shreveport they were hightailing? Saluting the U.S. in college football yearly with 2 great teams in the mix, the Independence Bowl had been played 44 straight years since 1976. As the other bowls kept digging deeper to find teams to play in their games, the I-Bowl had 9-2 Army, so the Pac-12's desertion really looked lame. The Shreveport Bowl committee said that they searched far and wide, but no other teams could be found as they begged, pleaded, and tried. There were 14 other bowl games unable to fill their rosters on Sunday. There were simply not enough college football teams left willing to play. What about 9-2 Army? The Black Knights had been invited. The team had just posted 2 straight big wins, and they were excited. The Pac-12's massive sick-out caused Army and the I-Bowl to stand in the lurch. Perhaps the best chance for Army's bowl game would now be praying in church. They had a Commander-in-Chief trophy in hand, but no bowl team to play them. Army shut out Navy, beat Air Force, and dealt Cincinnati some mayhem. Said Coach Jeff Munkin, "Don't say no to the Army. We deserve a bowl chance. We'd love to play in Shreveport, but the I-Bowl found no partner for our dance." The Army AD Mike Buddy backed up his team and stated aloud, "These young men haven't quit all year, and we surely won't quit now." Most other bowl games fill slots with teams from across our great land, but America's favorite 9-2 darlings? Out in the cold, nowhere to stand. Then a miracle happened for the Black Knight Cadets from West Point, New York. Tennessee opted out of the Liberty Bowl Monday. Army, go pop the corks. The Black Knights are thrilled to be coming to Memphis and playing football next week. Playing 5-4 West Virginia is a great matchup for ESPN. Big ratings they'll seek. Army cadets and fans will be walking in Memphis on famous Beale Street with jazz music and tasty barbecued pork, which they'll most certainly eat. Jolly old St. Nick came through for the Army and their Christmas bowl wishing. Our country's next group of leaders train hard for this mission. The Army cadets went from left out to bowl bound. It was nearly a crime. Army versus West Virginia, New Year's Eve, 3 p.m. Central Time. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, everyone, from SwampSwami.com.